This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number 3, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and as we do, when everything's going right, as we do, we're going to speak with a writer that more people read his stuff than anybody else in the United States today, and that would be Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir. We got Dean?
I'm here. There we go. Glad to be here, Bill.
All right.
Producer,
so,
can you hear me?
I can.
Very good.
So this has been quite the week to be an American.
Yeah.
Are you besides what you wrote about as far as the new records we're setting. I mean, 6 million guns in 3 months.
It's 8 million in the last 5 months.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd only seen figures for the last. So that's.
Let me put it this way: the 2 years that that were the record years for adding private guns to the private stock in the U.S. were 2013, where it was 16 million. And 36,000. And 2016, when it was 16,260,000, we've already hit almost precisely, it's like 99.87% of 8 million in the first 5 months. And the heaviest months are November and December, traditionally.
Right.
So we're on track to go to 18 or 20 million guns this year, which would break all the records.
That would be the.
And now this is sales as tracked in NICS, and that's a little bit different than number of guns added to the private stock. But they're really very close. They're very closely related. So it's a pretty good approximation. And yes, I think most people, and I'm somewhat surprised at the level of buying activity, but we didn't expect the coronavirus. We didn't expect this what appears to be a planned attempt at insurrection in the U.S. We knew about the leftist desire to try to ban guns legislatively, but that kicked in the Obama years, and that meant that we had a high level of capacity to make the 8 million guns in the last 5 months that we have. We've imported some, too, of course. But most of them are made in the United States. And we wouldn't have that capacity if President Barack Obama and the Democrats hadn't vigorously tried to ban guns in the United States in the previous 8 years. So we can thank, you know, kind of backhanded way, President Obama, for helping the gun industry to build the capacity in order to fuel these sales. If they didn't have the capacity to build them, the sales could not have been made.
Right. Do you think, I'm wondering if this is going to make it all the way through November, if this is going to go all the way to the election?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if we'll continue having riots. I think they will peter out. I mean, it's just absolutely insane what these mayors and even governors are saying. Disband the police forces? I mean, I don't know if you've ever been where there really isn't a civil society, you know, where police really aren't there to maintain order.
I've never been in a place, this is the closest I've ever been to without rule of law.
Yeah, I mean, in those places, the only law that exists is what you carry on your hip or in your hands or
right.
in your group. It becomes state of nature, tribal warfare, all against all. Of course, in the United States, that won't be nearly as bad because we've got the framework of the Constitution, federal government, local government, state government, and what I call, spontaneous organization of militias in local areas. The people that are orderly and are used to having an ordered society will be able to maintain one. Those who depend on the police to provide order are going to be in a hurt.
Well, I mean, but look at, I mean, okay, so most of these places where the violence is the worst are in places where guns are not as prevalent as they are, say, where I'm at and where you're at, right?
Exactly.
And
exactly
the violence is really bad there. And in the meantime, you've got a bunch of pseudo-celebrities and celebrities, social media influencers, politicians. They're all out there saying, it's time for a change, defund the police, all this other stuff.
Those are extreme positions.
Yes. Yeah, they are. And the thing about it is, and I mean, this is my attitude towards that. I think they ought to go ahead and do it.
Well, I think
the cops ought to call in across the nation for a week.
Whew. Well, why punish those areas where the police are doing a good job and are supported by their government? I'd say let's have L.A. and New York, the police, and Buffalo, New York. I have those guys have the blue flu for a week since they're not appreciated.
Right.
And since they're being told in Minneapolis that the police force is a racist institution that needs to be demolished, maybe they should say, well, okay, you think we're not useful? We'll take some vacation time for the next week.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Because
we have a different assumption about reality than leftists.
Yeah.
At least some of the more naive leftists. I think the people at the top know what's likely to ensue. At least you would hope so. You'd hope they wouldn't be just naive idiots. But maybe those are the people that go rise to the top in our public institutions in leftist states. It's hard to look at the mayor of New York and think that he's anything but idiotic. Everybody seems to hate him now. What's his name? De Blasio.
Bill de Blasio.
Yeah. I mean, he's just an absolute, I don't want to say idiot because he probably is smart. He just has extremely false notions about reality.
Well, he's a socialist.
Yeah, and that goes with the territory for socialism.
He's a socialist, so I'll go along with your idea on that. Just let you know the places that in L.A. The mayor in L.A. proposed cutting $150 million from LAPD.
Yeah, and I was surprised that only 10% of their budget. I thought it was more.
Yeah, but I mean, and then they were like, "That's not enough. We want the LAPD gone." I think we give it to them.
Yeah.
Let them have it. I mean, obviously, these people were not paying attention when Christopher Dorner was running around town against the LAPD.
I mean, I think these, at the root of it, if you start looking back way, to the 1700s, the philosophical root, leftism comes from Rousseau.
I'll tell you what, before we take off on that, I just looked at the time. Getting too involved in the conversation once again. I got to be a good host and watch the time. So, for those of you who like what we're talking about, at some point, Dean has either already written about it, he's going to write about it, whatever it is, and, you will find that, along with 1,500 plus other articles at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Come on. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Dean Weingarten. Are you going to actually write any articles about this particular riot thing, or are you still waiting for it to play out? Or,
well, I have articles. I have one that's been published already on Ammoland, where let's see, it's about the sales
right
in May, and there's a good bit on the riots in that, as well as about the Knicks checks. And I have another couple of them that are just in this queue, as it were, in Amalyn that just haven't been published yet.
Yeah.
So
the weekend queue, I remember that well.
Let's see. Yeah, I've got how many? Let's see. Let me look. 1, 2, 3 Yeah, I got 3 that are in the queue. So, yes, I am writing about it.
Do you think, now, and I haven't even, I've got some stuff about the Arbery case that I'd like your opinion on, too, which is sort of taken, both the Arbery case and the actual death of George Floyd have really sort of, and these were the events, these are the actual real events, versus this rioting and everything, which is...
Well, it doesn't make sense. I mean, in both these cases, people were arrested quickly.
Yeah.
There's going to be trials. It doesn't make any sense to riot when they've already got what they claim they're rioting for.
Well, I mean, in the case of Arbery, it was 2 months before they arrested those guys.
Well, that's true, but it didn't get bumped up until after they immediately got arrested when it became national.
Right.
I mean, I have difficulties with all these cases in terms of what sort of electronic lynching, I believe, is being done. But what we see is that this is a sleight of hand. It's a trick by the left-wing media where they take a singular actual grievance and they say, that's what happens normally, so we have to tear down the whole system and set up a new system with them in charge.
That's right.
And it's absolutely insane. It's a fake. It's a sleight of hand. It's pure propaganda. If you look at the actual statistics, which, of course, they deny, there just isn't any systemic racism among police. It just doesn't exist. And there's good – it isn't just the statistics the police give you either. If you look at the victim surveys, where an entirely different organization is talking to people and asking how many have been victimized and by whom and when and what races are involved, it turns out the records of arrests are backed up by the victim surveys. In
right.
other words, the proportions are the same in the victim surveys as they are in the actual arrest record. Well, that says the arrest records are real. They aren't being faked. They aren't biased or discriminatory. And so we have good evidence that there isn't any widespread bias and discrimination among the police. If anything, there's a little bit of evidence that goes the other way. Police are a little more ginger with people of color. They're a little more careful in their actions because, as we've seen, they're subject to very high levels of scrutiny if anything goes wrong.
Well, I mean, now, since Baltimore and Ferguson, we've been seeing the Ferguson effect, haven't we?
Absolutely. And if they do away with police forces, we're going to see it writ large. Minneapolis City Council people are calling for elimination of the police force.
Well, Keith Ellison's son is, anyway, and I mean, you know, Keith Ellison
there's a couple of people on the city council who have called for it.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous thing. I don't see how this can be anything other than positive for President Trump's campaign in November.
Here's the other thing. This is one of the things that I don't understand, because we keep having new phrases thrown at us. And one of them they're trying to make happen is white privilege. I've got a question on white privilege. If it is such a sure thing that you're going to get whatever you want, how come Elizabeth Warren pretended to be a minority?
Well, of course.
Rachel Dolezal pretended to be a minority?
Yes, and anyone who has been a white male in a large corporation or in the federal government realizes that, you have to perform better than a minority or a woman in order to get promoted.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. They're trying to gaslight us. They've been doing it for a long time. Now, this is not to say
that racism and discrimination didn't exist. Go back 40 years. Yes, I witnessed it. I saw some of it. I've talked to people who were directly involved in discrimination, blatant discrimination against black people and women. But it's so low now on a case-by-case basis that they have to make up things about systemic racism that nobody actually knows they have, and they have to be taught they have because they wouldn't recognize it if they thought about it themselves. They wouldn't consider it racism. So they're changing the words, as leftists are wont to do,
right,
in order to win the argument. They redefine terms. It's Orwellian, or George Orwell, a.k.a. Eric Blair, nailed it when he showed how the left manipulates us through the language. They change the meaning of words. They say racism, but when you call them on it, well, what about all this discrimination against white people? How about you? Why don't you riot when a white person gets killed by police? Which there's some videos going on around now. It's very in a situation quite similar to that of George Floyd.
Chimba.
Right. And when you, it's very similar. I wouldn't call it murder in both cases because it's more like negligent homicide at worst.
Right.
But in when you say that, they say, well, black people can't be racist by definition.
Well, I mean, racism.
Because they're black, they can't be racist.
I'm okay, well,
that
yeah, okay.
is an absolute idiotic change of the language to promote your agenda. It has nothing to do with reality.
Coming up on we're coming up on the next break. That one went real. That these segments get shorter and shorter, don't they? Coming up on the next break, and we're talking to Dean Weingarten, and he's got three new articles coming out. I sort of thought that's what was happening because I've only seen one new one, and you got caught up in this in the queue, didn't you? So
yeah, anyway, well, you know, there's probably a lot of people writing. I don't know. I haven't asked what's going on in MLM, but. You know, it just happens. Sometimes the scheduling just works.
It does.
Differently than you expect.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing out its third straight week of increases. The Dow gaining more than 829 points to close at 27,110. This on the news of the Labor Department saying employers added 2.5 million jobs in the month of May. Former White House economic advisor Stephen Moore tells Fox Business,
I mean, I've never seen anything like this, and I've been covering these reports for 30 years. You know, we usually talk about errors of maybe, you know, 10, 20, 50,000, and we were off by, 10 million jobs. So all of the economist forecasters had it completely wrong.
President Trump in Gulfport, Maine, visiting a factory that makes swabs for coronavirus testing. This is the president's first trip to Maine. The president also visiting with commercial fishermen in Bangor. You're listening to USA Radio News. As the number of coronavirus cases declines, more people are feeling comfortable getting on an airplane. American Airlines has started boosting the number of flights out of their Dallas hub to meet demand. Paul Hartsharn with the Association of Professional Flight Attendants says there needs to be more federally mandated safety measures that include sanitizing after every flight. He tells NBC News,
back before this happened, you would see a heavy cleaning at night, but in between flights, you would see people scamper on and quickly pick up the visible trash, right? Well, that world has changed.
A tropical depression is taking aim for the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Tropical Depression Cristobal is picking up speed heading towards the U.S. Gulf states, and while now a depression that's expected to turn into a tropical storm sometime in mid-weekend when it will reach the U.S. and could hit Texas or Louisiana with fierce winds, flooding rain, high surf, and storm surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. Before we get into the Arbery stuff that I saw that I want to ask you about, do you think there's two things I'm looking at, and I wonder what you think of these. Do you think this is the end of gun control as far as America actually looking at that as something they want? Now that there's, what, we got 6 million new gun owners and three, or, you know, we think it's some. I'll split the difference and I'll say 4 million. 4 million new gun owners and... in 3 months, and at the same time, we've got all this stuff happening, which illustrates quite well the need for this. And at the same time, it sort of shows us, and we talked about this a little bit too. There is never going to be a day when the government could forcefully take guns from us.
Right.
What do you think?
They had to do it by stealth.
Yeah.
I think my analysis is that they lost it in 1994. You remember that the Republican Revolution, where the Republicans took over the House of Representatives,
right,
for the first time in, like, I think it was 40
Long
or 50
time.
Years.
Yeah, yeah.
In 1994. I remember it vividly because there was a huge reaction. The Congress had passed two horrific gun control bills. The Brady Act, which required instant checks and required background checks for long guns, which had never been required before, and they were looking to try to make permanent computer records of all this, and then they also had passed a ban on so-called assault rifles, and there was a tremendous outrage over this. And there were demonstrations all over the country against the Congress for taking these actions. I went to several of them. And they lost. Part of the reason that the Democrats lost the House of Representatives and the Senate, I mean, I think the Republicans already had the Senate, but they lost both of them in 1994, was because they had overreached on gun control. And at the time, I think that the old media, what I'd call the old progressive media, or the dominant progressive media, it's just the dominant media that was dominant in 1994, they continually lied to themselves. And at that point, they were saying that the Congress, specifically the House, could never, ever be have a Republican majority again. They believed they had changed the structure sufficiently that there would never be a Republican majority in the House. And they were proven wrong in 94, and I think the media looked at themselves and said, oh, my God, we can't possibly let this happen again. And that's when they started becoming ever more blatantly one-sided and agenda-driven. And my belief is for the next 20 years, they've been trading credibility they built up through decades for political advantage in each election. And with the Trump election, they had lost all credibility, or lost sufficient credibility, perhaps I should say, so that a majority of Americans no longer believed with them. And now it's a pretty large majority, and they don't have any credibility left to trade for political success. So I think, yes, we're now in the end game where gun control is going to be discredited completely and won't seriously be brought up as a national issue anymore. One of the things that could make that happen is the Supreme Court, where they just say, no, you can't outlaw magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Yes,
right.
There's a right to carry outside the home. Just because a rifle is militarily useful, that's one of the reasons it should be protected under the Second Amendment, not banned. I mean, if we get those types of decisions, we won't be hearing much about gun control for a long time. And then these riots and the reactions and business people protecting their businesses and people watching videos put out by students that probably aren't showing much on the old progressive media, and they see, oh, you know, having a gun actually works. It actually stops. And, oh, the police, why, gee, you know, they've been telling us we can always count on the police. We don't need a gun. But now the same people that were telling us that are saying police are untrustworthy racists. And now they're saying for disbanding the police. And we watch on television as businesses and public buildings get torched. You know, I think I need a gun, and I understand why we have to have the Second Amendment.
Do you think
their internal contradictions are destroying themselves?
With what happened back in 92 and Katrina and Sandy and some other stuff, that all happened in various locales. It was fairly in one state or one region or something like that.
Well, look at the L.A. riots in 92.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. But when we watched this, though, the majority of Americans was not experiencing this. They were just watching it. Do you think this widespread approach that they've used, where they've decided to hit us from all of the places, now everybody understands this could happen anywhere, and we've got to be armed. Do you think that's changed that attitude?
Well, I think a significant number of people are seeing that. And I think it changes the calculus. You notice no one is now calling for gun control right now. No one. I mean, if the Brady Bunch is calling for it, it isn't getting any press.
Well, Hank Williams has got that, or Hank Williams, Hank Johnson's got that one bill that's probably going to go nowhere. But you know what I haven't seen is I haven't heard from the Democrats on anything.
Yeah.
On anything. They haven't talked about the riot. They haven't talked, and this is the thing. I think this is indicative of the fact that this is their little brown shirt corps that's out there doing what they wanted to do. And
oh,
that's
absolutely.
Why
I don't think there's any question about it. Now,
yeah.
They may not have direct command and control over everything out there, but you see a lot of the leftist politicians saying, well, this is legitimate. Yeah, we have to allow this. With Mara Healey, the attorney general at very far left of Massachusetts, makes the comment, well, I'm sorry America is burning, but if you're going to get a new forest, you've got to have fires.
Well,
I'm pretty close. That may not be the exact quote, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, it's
basically
pretty close.
Saying, and we have to burn America down in order to impose what we want for America.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that that's not what most of America wants. A loud
exactly.
portion of the loudest portion that gets on the news may be calling for that, but the biggest problem they're going to face is actually making that happen. And I mean,
they're alienating lots of voters.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. The other thing is that while they're chanting Black Lives Matter, they're killing black people all over the place.
Yes. Yeah, the internal contradictions are obvious to anybody who actually looks at it.
Right.
But there's been so much propaganda. People have been so brainwashed into believing that because one nasty incident where one cop misbehaves means that all police over the entire country are corrupt and have to be done away with. That is a terrible illogical sequence. One does not have anything to do with the other. No matter how many people you have, you're going to have people make mistakes, people who have the wrong attitude or have a bad day. The number of times...
Hang on for me, Dean.
They have to...
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break and everything. This hour is flying by. Last segment coming up. The stuff that Dean is talking about, the stuff that he writes about, you can find all of that at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
On the firing line. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Have you seen some of the testimony from the preliminary hearings in the Arbery case? We got Dean? There he is.
I have not seen the preliminary testimony, I'm sorry to say.
Most of the testimony came from Georgia Bureau of Investigation, Richard Dial. And
interesting.
Yeah, the problem. Well, he's the lead investigator on this, but you know, after going through all of this, his belief at this particular point in his investigation in the preliminary trial is that it was Ahmaud Arbery that was on self-defense and not Travis McMichael.
Wow.
And one of the things they have discovered because of DNA evidence, they tried to pin Arbery between two trucks because his DNA was on the video guy's truck.
Right.
Yeah, they found
that.
Really
interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Each time Arbery tried to run around the trucks and jump out of the way or run in a different direction, you know. Plus, they've got witness statements saying they saw that happen.
Interesting.
I had not heard that.
Neither had I.
The footage. They looked at the footage, and I don't know what they did or what they saw that I haven't seen. Right. But
right.
They say in the footage they see Arbery trying to evade the McMichael's truck one last time before a shot was fired. The first shot that was fired that you hear in the video hit him in the chest.
The first one, interesting,
yeah.
Because the original autopsy said they thought the first shot hit him in the hand.
Well, that's contradicting that claim.
Yeah,
according now, then it showed they got into a scuffle and he was then shot another two times by Travis, hitting his left armpit and right wrist. So that was when he shot him in the hand.
Now that's interesting.
And he ran, according to Investigator Dial, he ran until he couldn't run anymore. When he felt like he could not escape, he chose to fight.
Well, you know, they're putting together a case.
Yeah.
And this is the prosecution. So I'm sure we will hear a different interpretation of events from the defense.
Well, the defense questioned him, right? The defense questioned him.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Let's see. Travis McMichael's defense attorney, Jason Sheffield, asked questions about Arbery's mental history and about indications that the McMichaels were acting in self-defense. He pointed out that Arbery tried to grab the driver's side door of the McMichaels truck at one point, and that Travis told authorities he'd been struck by Arbery after the first shot was fired, but Travis McMichael had no visible injuries.
Well, so, you know, just because you get hit doesn't mean it makes a visible injury.
Well, even if he, you know, after, you know, I mean, think about it. If any, just two guys trying to pin you between two trucks.
What happened. It's damning.
Yeah, that. Well, I mean, they found his DNA on the second truck, which was like, it looks like he's like two blocks behind him when he's videoing him, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's considerable difference there, distance between them in the video that I saw. So yeah, that's very interesting. And you say they have witnesses too, which is another very important thing.
Yes, the other thing
well,
is
well, you know, we've been calling for due process.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that Travis McMichael, when Arbery was down and dying, he witnessed. He used a derogatory term and a racial epithet as he was laying there.
Well, that may have happened. We've got a witness that says it. I don't put quite as much emphasis on something like that. You know, you've been in a deadly fight for your life with somebody.
Sure.
I could see somebody calling them a derogatory term. And it's after the event. So you see, it's not quite as indicative of purpose.
Right.
But the other evidence you're talking about is certainly damning. And like I said, that I'm sure that there will be the defense will try to discredit that evidence. We will see.
The other part of it about the citizen's arrest, according to Dial, Gregory McMichael told the investigators that he had no direct knowledge that Arbery had committed a burglary, but he took after him because he had a gut feeling that the 25-year-old was a suspect. That's no longer a lawful citizen's arrest kind of thing at that point.
Yeah, so. It doesn't look good for the McMichaels with that.
No, it doesn't.
So this is a preliminary hearing, or what is it?
What is it? How do they
grand
characterize
jury?
It?
They're going to have a grand jury, do you know?
I don't know if I don't know what they do in Georgia, to be honest with you.
Well, a lot of states, the prosecutor gets to decide.
This is a probable cause hearing. This is a probable cause hearing.
Yeah. It's probably not a grand jury. They're probably not going to go that route, is my guess. In Texas, they do a grand jury for virtually every homicide.
Right.
I think it's a better system. I think you should have a grand jury. Because you mitigate the incredible power and bias that prosecutors can have. Not all prosecutors, but the Supreme Court gave prosecutors absolute immunity from civil lawsuit. I think it was in 1983. And we've seen horrific abuses by prosecutors since that time. So, there's talk of about a lot of criminal justice reform, and from both sides tend to be agreeing that we should do away with asset forfeiture, as
right.
It's being abused so badly. And then there's some agreement on trying to at least reduce the amount of qualified immunity that officers have to lawsuit. But in my opinion, we'd be better off reducing or qualifying the absolute immunity that have been given prosecutors by the Supreme Court. That's how they use. That's how they do plea bargains. That you know, when we're into the federal system, 2% go to trial.
Look at this cashless bail system they've got in place in certain places. Being a prosecutor in those places would be crazy. How on earth do you stop crime at that point, especially when you know that you're going to be getting out in 2 hours? Why would you even care? I mean, while I was there, I'd get a nice cup of coffee while I'm waiting.
Yeah, exactly. And look at what's happening in New York at this time. New York City, I believe.
They arrest a bunch of people for violating, being violent during these riots, and they get released in a couple hours.
Yep.
Without cash bail.
Before we run out of time, at the end of the probable cause trial, which was yesterday, the only thing defense attorneys tried to say that any American would have done the same thing. The judge did not buy that, and they have found probable cause to move forward. So,
yeah, well, I expected the judge to find probable cause because the political pressure is intense.
I don't even know where it is. I don't even know where it is. I thought they were going to move this to another jurisdiction.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions where it goes. I mean, if they move it. Remember what happened to the officers involved in Rodney King incident in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They tried them once in a suburb, and they were acquitted of all charges in the state court.
Yeah.
So they couldn't try them again under state law, so they prosecuted them under federal law, and I believe they moved the trial to someplace like downtown Los Angeles where it was almost a much more sympathetic jury to the rioters. And then they got convicted, and partly, many people believe, because they were worried about more riots if they didn't get convicted.
Yeah. We're running out of time here. I'm sure we'll pick this up and talk about it again on Wednesday.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir. Back again on Monday, and between now and then, if you would, especially now. Remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.